أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. I greet you with a universal greeting of peace, and as we continue our theme, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in all that we have learned and all we have heard, and to imbibe the values that we learn from the daily experiences we witness that people endure. Maurice Hastings from the United States of America was convicted of a 1983 murder which he did not commit. And this month, March 2023, he was declared innocent by a judge in Los Angeles after he had spent 38 years in prison. He went to jail in 1985 at the age of 31, and he came out of jail this month at the age of 68, a victim of false testimony and subsequently separated from his family, robbed of his dignity, and denied 38 years of freedom of his life. How could this happen, we ask? Well, it did happen, and these things do happen. You see, when slander, accusations, vengefulness, and condemnation prevails in any society, then many innocent people are bound to suffer. Therefore, to prevent innocent people being victims of the evil insinuations of people, we find among the fundamental aspects of Islam the teachings of the preservation of human dignity and the respect for the rights and integrity of human beings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ أَمِنَهُ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. A mu'min is that person in whom humanity at large, in other words, that person through whom human beings as a whole find safety and security regarding their life, their honor, and their property. Today, with the common usage of social media as the primary public platform, anyone can post anything. And social media has become the channel for broadcasting all kinds of information, whether good or bad, true or false, motivational or discouraging, praising or humiliating, complimentary or insulting, unifying or divisive. And it's almost impossible, and it is exhaustive, to read everything that you receive, analyze everything that is sent, evaluate the reasonableness of what is being said, to consider whether what you have received should be believed or not, and then to decide whether what you have received is worthy of being shared with others. Of course, there are people who always send negative information in particular. Whenever they hear something bad about someone, they forward it to others. There are people who always send negative information about other people, even sometimes ulama about other ulama, or even friends or family gossiping about the rest of the family or about other friends. Be wary of that. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said, "Man namma laka, namma bika. Man idha arada, man idha ardaytahu, qala fika ma laysa fik. Man idha ardaytahu, قال في ما ليس فيك إذا أغضبته قال فيك ما ليس فيك." Imam Shafi'i said, whoever speaks bad to you about other people, be rest assured he speaks to other people bad about you. من نم لك نم بك ومن إذا أرضيته قال فيك ما ليس فيك. And when he's happy with you, he'll praise you and say good things about you that you don't even deserve. But the same person, when he's angry or displeased with you, will say bad things about you that are not true and that you don't deserve. So be conscious of what we hear, what we receive. And more importantly, let's be careful of what we say, where we say it, how we say it, who we say it to, and most importantly, why are we saying it? There's no law in any country that obligates you to forward anything to anyone. So in this era, in this period of global instantaneous communication, which is very beneficial, but also opens the door to fitna. Expansive fitna. I don't mean expensive. I mean expansive, far-reaching, with a click of a button, you can reach anyone, anywhere in the world. And the whole world has access to that information which you have forwarded. And some of us, without verifying the truthfulness of the content of what we have received, we forward this to other people. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith documented in Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, said, "Inna Allah kariha lakum, qila wa qal." Allah detests, Allah dislikes, vehemently dislikes that you carry tales from one person to the other. You know, he said, she said. No verification. I don't know, someone said, so I'm just telling you. Allah detests qila wa qal. The hadith is longer. He said, "Inna Allah yukrihu lakum thalatha, qila wa qal wa kathrati su'al wa idha'at al-mal." Allah dislikes carrying of tales, unnecessary questioning, and the abuse of wealth. So let us ensure that we are not of those people who repeat everything they hear. Let us not be of those who repeat everything we hear and forward everything negative that we receive, because such an action, which is quite common, is highly irresponsible and an extremely bad habit. In this month, when we try to remove bad habits, let that be one bad habit that we put to rest. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam warned, hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, "Kafa bil mar'i kaliban ay yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a." Sufficient is the sign that you are a liar. Sufficient is the sign of your unreliability. Literally, sufficient is it that you are a liar, that you repeat everything that you hear. It makes you an unreliable person when you repeat everything you hear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and protect us, our tongues and our minds and our actions, because by our words and our deeds, innocent people may be harmed. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.